Britain's king leads a royal procession honoring the late queen. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That was a short time ago as pallbearers carried Queen Elizabeth's coffin into a hearse in Edinburgh, Scotland. King Charles now leading a procession on a mile-long trip to St. Giles Cathedral where the public can view the coffin ahead of next Monday's funeral.
She met the world. She was just like everybody's grandmother. She was a lovely woman.
Earlier this morning, the king addressed Parliament in London.
We gather today in remembrance of the remarkable span of the Queen's dedicated service to her nations and peoples.
Ukraine's military has retaken more villages today in a counteroffensive in areas Russian forces took control of during the invasion. Ukraine's ambassador to the U.S., Oksana Markarova, tells CBS Face the Nation.
So we always have to keep in mind that Russia still can do a lot of damage, but we don't have any other choice. We will advance. As we said before, we will not surrender, and we will liberate all Ukraine.
President Biden's about to depart for Boston, 60 years to the day after President Kennedy's famous speech declaring the goal to put a man on the moon by the end of the decade. The Biden speech will focus on what he calls a cancer moonshot, with a new initiative to end cancer as we know it. A California wildfire is now 10% contained after burning 65 square miles east of Sacramento,
forcing 11,000 people to evacuate, with more than 5,000 structures threatened in both Placer and El Dorado counties.
We want people to know that we would not pull them out of their homes unless there was still a significant threat to their life and safety.
Firefighter Chris Vestal, flames ignited last Tuesday, blanketing the region in plumes of smoke.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Thousands of nurses have gone on strike in Minnesota, a three-day walkout in the Duluth and Minneapolis areas, demanding 30% raises amid understaffing. Hospitals say they can't afford that. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Stocks are rising in a continued rebound to start the week. The Dow is up 266 points. It's gained over 1,000 the past four trading days. The Nasdaq's gaining 136. The S&P 500 adding 43 points. The price of oil's up more than a dollar this morning, back over $88 a barrel as gas keeps falling.
This month, we have a big demand drop-off seasonally, plus the lessening of the restrictions on vapor pressure. In other words, the summer blend, which costs more to make, comes to an end.
Analyst Shirley Lundberg's survey of stations nationwide has regular gas down 12 cents the past 2 weeks to $3.85 per gallon. AAA's average is $3.71. That's $1.30 less than the record high, but still 54 cents higher than a year ago. Target is making news kids will like.
Starting in October, Target will feature FAO Schwartz toys exclusively at its stores on Target.com and also at FAO store locations. Target says all of its toy departments will have dedicated space for FAO Schwartz, and it will have toy demonstrations in the holiday season. It will be selling more than 120 toys and a collection that celebrates FAO Schwartz's 160th anniversary. Target also says there will be at least 50 toys priced under $20. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
There's a new number one men's tennis player. And at age 19, Carlos Alcaraz is the youngest to top the rankings ever after Alcaraz won the U.S. Open. On the NASCAR track, Bubba Wallace won the race at Kansas.
Wallace gets his second career cup race win. As for the playoffs, Joey Logano entered the day as the points leader, but a 17th place finish dropped him to fourth. Christopher Bell is the new leader, following up a fifth place finish a week ago at Darlington with a third place finish at Kansas.
Fox's Tim McMaster. On Monday Night Football, the Denver Broncos will play the Seattle Seahawks to close out week one. Last night, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Dallas Cowboys 19-3. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.